Today's daf is Chulin Daf Samach, and we are at the two dots in the middle of Daf Nun Tes Omid Beis VeKeresh Afal Pisha Ein Loy Elo Keren Achas Mutter. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Chava Miriam Bas Malka Freda and Shloima Ben Chaya Lea. So, in the previous daf, we turned the page, literally, not only in Perakelu Trefois, but really in the entire Masechta. And we began the portion of Maseches Chulin that deals with how we know when an animal is kosher versus not kosher. A behema, a chaya, a fish, a bird, even a grasshopper. And this is really going to usher in a whole series of dafin and raid that relates to one of the most fundamental aspects of Yiddishkeit, and that is kosher versus non-kosher, and what the definition of kosher versus non-kosher is. At the very end of the previous daf, the Gemara brought a braisa. The makar to that is the Tosefta right here in Masechtas Chulin that discussed what are the simonim of a chaya versus a behema. Meaning, not what are the simonim of a kosher chaya, but within the world of kosher animals, how do you know if something is a chaya? How do you know if something is a behema? L'may nafkemina, the chaylev of a behema is aser ba'achila. In fact, it's so aser, it's like eating chametz on Pesach, it's like eating on Yom Kippur, it carries with it an einish of karas. The chaylev of a chaya is mutter. So obviously it behooves us to know, how does one know the difference between what a chaya is versus what a behemah is? I know it's kosher, but could I eat the chaylev? If it's a behemah, I can eat the chaylev. If it's a chaya, I can eat the chaylev. And the Braisa said that, here's the rule. In the event that the animal has karnayim and tlafayim, then the halach is it's a chaya, and you're going to be able to eat the chaylev. In the event that it doesn't have karnayim and tlafayim, that means it's a behema, and you won't be able to eat the chaylev. At the end of that braisa, there was one line. The keresh, as it relates to the animal of the keresh, afal pisha ein lo yala keren achas, even though it has only one keren, so it has a keren, but doesn't have karnayim, so is it a chaya or is it a behema? Again, the definition of a chaya is karnayim. Behema is, it doesn't have karnayim. Well, the keresh has one keren. So, do you say it has one, so that's more than none? Or do you say it only has one, which is less than two? Said the Braisa, the keresh, even though it has only one keren, the chaylev of the keresh is going to be mutter. Now, the first line of today's daf is going to be a memra that the great Amir Rav Yehuda said, and that is defining what exactly this keresh is. So it's some interesting animal, has one horn. Sounds a little like a unicorn, maybe. I don't know. But it has one horn. And as a result, it has a unique status in the world of Chulin because it's somewhere in between the Chaya and the Behemah. It's Ben Hashmashas. The Chaya has two horns. The Behemah has no horns. Well, this has one horn. Hence, we have this conversation. But after the Gemara brings this one line, not even a line, from Rabbi Yehuda defining what exactly the keresh is, the Gemara is going to digress, and this digression is going to take us through the end of the daf, into tomorrow's daf even. The digression, mitchila v'atsoif, is going to be agada to Gemara. In fact, some of the more often quoted divrei agada in Shas comes from one daf tucked away here in Masechtas Chulin, daf samach, I think, in the middle of Perek Elu Treifus. This is a very welcome digression. So today's daf is very different than most of the previous daf that we've been learning, very different than a lot of the daf that we are going to learn. Very much a light breather, Agadata Digedaf. So on that note, Zok de Gemara. So again, the Braisa said the Keresh, even though it has only one Keren, we view it as a Chaya, and the Chaylev is going to be Motam. Rav Yehuda said, Keresh, Tavi de Be'iloi, you want to know what the Keresh is? It's the deer that roams, that's native to the forest of Eloi. So there was a place called Eloi, and there were deer there. The Tavi de Be'iloi, that's this Keresh. Tigris, Rav Yehuda said, by the way, on the topic of Be'iloi, Tigris, which was a certain type of Chaya, is Aryeh de Be'iloi. That's the lion that was found in Eloi. So Eloi was some region, and there were animals there. The Tavya de Be'iloi, the Tzvi, the Hersh of Be'iloi, that's this Keresh. The Aryeh de Be'iloi, the lion that was in Be'iloi, that's this Tigris, says the Gemara. On the topic of the Aryeh de Be'iloi, Rav Kana said, Teisha Masa Hava Bein Una Luna, the Aryeh de Be'iloi. The Aryeh de Be'iloi is so big, its head is so wide, that if you were going to measure from ear to shining ear, you would find that it's 9 amos long, which is approximately 18 feet. This is a serious monster. Rav Yosef said, Shitzer amasa have a moshchi de tavi de Be'iloi. As it relates to the deer, this keresh de Be'iloi, so you want to know how long it is? It's 16 amos long, so that's approximately 32 feet. So this place of Be'iloi was clearly a place you don't want to be hanging out. But the bottom line is, the Aryeh de Be'iloi, the tavi de Be'iloi, these are very unusual creatures. On that note, says the Gemara, Amalei Kesa Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, the Kesa told Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, Elokeichem ka'aryeh masal. You know, the Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is compared to a lion. The Navi Amos said it, Aryeh Shog Milo Yira, Elo vibes. Aryeh Shog Milo Yira is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Kesar of Roimi told Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, you know, I know you make a big deal about this pasuk. Wow, your God is like a lion, and when he roars, who's not afraid? But my Ravuse, I think you're underselling, because Parasha Katal Aryeh. Let's be honest, a good sniper, a good sharpshooter can take out a lion. So if your God is merely a lion, well, I don't think he's even that strong. Amaleis, Rabbi Shua told the case of Lav Kahai Aryeh Muscle. Oh, you think he's just like an ordinary lion? Aryeh de Be'iloi Muscle. He's like this Aryeh de Be'iloi. Amaleis. So the case was said, interesting. You know what? If that's the case, but you know the Mechzelin Nahali, I'd like to see the Aryeh de Be'iloi, meaning you're telling me a Kadosh Baruch Hu is not like a regular lion, but he's like this legendary lion, the Aryeh de Be'iloi. I'd like to see the Aryeh de Be'iloi. Amalei, so Rabbi Shua ben Chananya told him, it's impossible, you can't see him. Amalei, he told him, Ibra, I'm the Kesar, nothing's impossible, and if he exists, you're going to show him to me. So Rabbi Shua had no choice, and the Aryeh de Be'iloi left its natural habitat, and it started making its way towards Rome. When it was 400 parsois away from Rome, Nam Chad Kala, it gave a roar, and Apilu Koma Barto, and all the pregnant women, in 1 second, Bevas Achas, they all miscarried their children because of this shrek that they got from the roar of this lion. Vishur de Remi Nafal, and not just that, the wall that surrounded the city of Rome fell down. Ademarcha Tasmea Parsi, when it came a little bit closer, now it was only 300 parsois away, Noam Kalachrino, it gave another roar, and Notir Kochi Vashini de Gavri, and people's teeth and molars, braces started falling out all over the place. It was such a shrek from what this lion was doing. Va'afu, and even the case in Nafal Mikursai La'ara, he fell off his throne onto the ground. There was some sort of earthquake. Something very, very dramatic took place. Amalei, so the case at all, Rabbi Shua b'Chananya b'matusa minach, you know something? Maybe I overstepped my boundaries. Can you please do me a favor? Boy rachmi Allah delahad oladuchte, because I don't know what's going to happen when it comes 200 parsois away and 100 parsois away. And then when it's actually at the doorstep of my palace, so I think I've seen enough or I've heard enough, send them back. The Gemara says, "Boy, Rachmi Alei, Rabbi Shua Davin, Vahadalei LaAstrei," and the lion returned back. So we just mentioned an exchange that happened between the Kesar of Roimi and Rabbi Shua b'Chananya. The Gemara does what it always does in these Agadata settings. It digresses and then digresses from its digression. I want to see your gods. This is similar to the previous story. In the previous story, the Eibush does like the Aryeh de Be'iloi, and the Kesar says, I want to see the Aryeh de Be'iloi. That didn't go well. Now he said, you know something? I want to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amalei, Matzis Chazasla. You can't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Even Moshe Rabbeinu tried that, and it didn't work. Amalei, Ivra, I'm the Kesar of Raimi. Chazin Alei. I'm going to see him. I want to see him. Azaluk mi lahadu yemi tukufas tamuz. So Rabbi Shua b'Chananya told the Kesar, let's go outside. So he took him out. It was tukufas tamuz, a day like today. And he had him stand outside. Amalei told him, Istakobe, look at the sun. Amalei, Matzina. Right? I need my sunglasses. I can't look at the sun. Amalei. So he told him, Yoima, the day, or the sun, which is one of the shamashim, it's one of the servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're telling me you can't look at Shechina like Koshkein? How are you going to look at the Shechina? It's not something you could do. A third exchange. the case are told, Rabbi Yishmael ben Chananya, be'ino de itz bisle nahamale lekaichu. I'd like to prepare a meal for your guy. I'd like to feed him. Amalezi told him, le'matzis. No, it's not possible. It's just not something you could do. Now, the truth is, could you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu food on the kaviyochel proverbial level? The answer is yes. That's what a carbon is. Achilas Adam, Achilas Mizbeach, the Rishonim, in the Parshias that deal with all the karbanos in Pshutei Shel Mikra, explain that really the Mishkan was set up as the residence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why there was a Shulchan, and that's why there was food that was brought. Meat and wine and carbs in the form of the menachis. But either way, the case tells Rabbi Shuba Chananya, I'd like to just deliver him a meal. So Rabbi Shuba Chananya told him it's not possible. So he said, am I? Why not? So Rabbi Shuba gave him a clever answer. He told him, the fishi chel vase. Because when Eibishter arrives, he comes with his whole pamalia. And as a result, you have no idea what a big banquet you would have to prepare. You would have to make azaz suda. I'm telling you, this is not something you could do. Amalei said, the case of Rabbi Shuba Chananya Ibra. No, I want to do it, and I'm going to do it. Amalei says, okay, you want to do it, do it. So Puk, he told him, go out, Savis Legida de Revisa. You should go to the banks of the river of Revisa. The Revicha Alma, it's a very big area, right? You can fit a lot of people there. So if you want to make a big party, that's a good location. And he said, that's where you should set up shop. Torach Shita Yarchi Kaito. So the Kesar went, he hired a staff and a team, and they spent the 6 summer months preparing the Suda. At the end of the summer, Asa Zika, a wind came, Kanshe Leyama. And what it did was, it took the entire meal and everything that was set up, this tent, I don't know what was going on there, and it swept it into the sea. Tarach Shita Yarcha de Sisva. Then he spent the next 6 months, the 6 months of the winter, preparing another meal, Asa Mitra. This time rain came, Tabi Biyama, and again it swept it into the sea and it all sunk. Amale. So the Kesar told Rabbi Shoba Chananya, my hi, what's going on over here? Why can't all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the elements are taking out my meal? Amalei, Rabbi Shuba Chananya told him, "Hani knoishayiz lachay da'asu kameh." This is the mop-up crew, right? These are the cleaners of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the sweepers, and these are the chevra that came. They ate from it, and then they cleaned up after them. Meaning, this is just like one tiny seif katan of the crew of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You couldn't even feed them. So the case, I said, you know something, if that's the case, I tend to agree. I think this wasn't such a good idea. Another exchange. I'm going to pass the case from Shulban Ganayim. So the first three exchanges that we had were between the Kesar and Rabbi Shuba ben Chananya. The first time he wanted to see the Aryeh de'Beiloi, the second time he wanted to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the third time he wants to prepare a meal for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now it's the daughter of the Kesar, Rabbi Shuba ben Chananya, Elokecha Nagaruhu, your God is a carpenter. How do I know that? Techsiv, Hamikore Bamayim Ali Yosef. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a roof of Mayim. But it sounds like HaKadosh Baruch Hu works. You know, he's an artisan. He's a carpenter. He makes roofs. The Oymek, the Svarim say, is that the daughter of the Kesar was trying to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create the world Yesh Me'ayin. Meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went and he built a roof on top of something that had already existed. But really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create a Yesh Me'ayin. This was the belief of Aristo Sheha'olam Ein Lo Kadmon. And this was what the Taina of the daughter of the Kesar was. And she came, but in a mocking way, and she said, Emily, then I'd like Mr. Risa. I'd like him to please make for me a Mr. Risa. So what's a Mr. Risa? So the English word is a bobbin. What exactly is that? So once upon a time, when people sewed and they would weave, so they had their needles, they would stick it into some implement, right? That's where they would put the needle that was tied to their threads. Bekitzer, she said, make me some biligazach. Amar. So Rabbi Shulman Chananya said, you want a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the quote-unquote carpenter, to make this for you? Lachi, no worries. But Rabbi Shmuel went to Davin, and he Davined v'inago. This daughter of the Kesar became a Mitzayra. And because she was a Mitzayra, she sat in the streets of Rome, v'yavale mistarisa, and they gave her this Babin, they gave her this misterisa. Why? To have a nehigi, because the custom in Rome was the chol de minga beraimi, any person that was a mitzayra, yavulei misterisa, they would give this misterisa v'yasa b'shuka v'sasa doilele, and this mitzayra would sit in the shuk and would take the things out of the babin into the babin. This was a way of being maidia everybody that this person was a mitzayra. So it's a strange custom, but this is what they were naig in Rome. The bottom line is, she got what she asked for, right? She said that I want a Kadosh Baruch Hu to make big for me and Mr. Risa. She became a Mitzayra, and once she's with Mitzayra, by default, this is the way they used to treat the Mitzayrais. Either way, right? The Gemara says, the reason they used to do this was so people should know that the Mitzayra is a Mitzayra. People would daven for them. One day, Rabbi Shulman Hanani was walking by, and he sees the daughter of the Kesar is sitting out in the street and playing around with this babin. Amar Los, Rabbi Shulman Hanani told her, Shapirta, Mr. Risa, Yavala Chalach. Tell me, you like the Mr. Risa that you got? Because if not, I could try to order a better one, a nicer one. Are you okay with what you got? Amar Los said, do me a favor. Can you please go back to your God and tell him to take back what he already gave me? Amar Los, Rabbi Shulman Hanani said, I'm sorry, because we have a cloth. Elikadi don, may of Yav Mishkalai Shakal. Once he gives something, he never takes it back. And no, he gave you something. I'm sorry. This is something that you are going to be stuck with. Either way, this concludes the first portion of today's daf. Not so intimidating, right? You don't need pictures for this daf. This concludes the first part of today's daf that deals with the exchange is, Lashon Rabim, between Rabbi Shua ben Hananya and the Kesar. The first three were with the Kesar. The fourth one was even with the daughter of Kesar. Now, the truth is that we know from different places in Shas, the Rabbi Shulman Hananya had many, many exchanges with the Kesar of Roimi. This is something that is in several places, most notably Masechtas Becheiros Daf Ches, where he has the famous debate with the Chachmei Atuna. But this is, again, a sif katan in something that's interesting that, you know, we've talked about so many times over the years, and that is, you know, we're familiar with the Tanam and Amiram more from their teachings. So we know Rabbi Yeshua, he's the Baal Plukta of Rabbi Eliezer, but obviously there's an Ishiyut that underpinned these great tzaddikim, and no two tzaddikim were the same in terms of the way they interacted with people and what exactly their avoda was. And one of the hats that Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya wore was he was this incredible askin, and he was a poel yeshuas because of the protector that he had with the Roman government. And that's why there's so many different gemaras that talk about this special koyach Rabbi Yeshua had. And we've spoken so much about Rabbi Eliezer over the years. Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, 28 years old, Rabbi Eliezer Gadol, the Nidui and the Cherem that took place at the end of Rabbi Eliezer's life, the Talmud Muvik of Rabbi Akiva, etc., etc. Rabbi Yeshua, who's his Baal Plukta, so the visual is very, very different. But the most notable aspect of Rabbi Yeshua is this unique place that he had within the Roman government circles. He was a Nichnas V'Yotze over there. He had the respect of the officials, and like the Gemara says in different places, because of that, he was able to be Poel Yeshuas. Either way, one of the Mar Mekoymis for that is Chulin Daf Samach, says the Gemara Vayta, Amar Rav Yehuda. So for a brief moment, I mean literally a brief moment, the Gemara returns to the regular program. It talks a little bit about animals and their horns and their hooves, etc. So Rav Yehuda said, Shar, an ox, Karsosan. He has a wide stomach, uparsasan, and he also has very wide hooves. Rav reshe, he has a big head, v'rav gnufte, and he also has a very long and a very big tail. V'chilufa b'chamra, as it relates to the chamar, it's just the opposite. He has a narrow stomach, his hooves are narrow, his head is not big, and his tail is not so big either. Says the Gemara, L'may nafkemina, why does this matter, right? Why are you telling this to me? Says the Gemara, L'makechamemker, no, it does matter. Because if somebody sells a shar stam, you better make sure that it checks off these boxes. It has a karsason, a parsason, a rav reishin, and a rav nufte. If somebody sells a chamar, you have to know what he's selling. So it's negei hilchas mekachememker. It's negei if somebody sells one of these animals stam, what the expectation to get in return is. So we just mentioned now the hooves and the horns of a shar. The axe that Adam Arishon was makriv. So Adam Arishon brought a carbon around the time that he was born. And that shar was a unique shar. Keren achas hoisle b'mitzchem. Number one, it had only one horn, like the keresh at the beginning of the daf. Shenemer, how do you know that? The pasuk says, v'sitav l'ashem mishar par makrin mafris. This is a pasuk in Tehillim. David HaMelech is the one that's talking, obviously. And he tells the Kadosh Baruch Hu, I want my tefillah that I'm telling you to be merutza and mekubal by you more than the shar par makrin mafris. And it's a reference to the shar that Adam Arishon was makriv. Now, what's the Makar. It says makrin, and the Gemara understands now that makrin is a loshin yachid. Now a shor should have two horns. Why one? Oh, so you see from here that the shor of the brisha had one horn, but the Gemara says makrin tarti mashma. Why is makrin mashma one? If it said keren, I would understand, but makrin is actually more of a loshin of two. Rav Nachman makron ksiv. It says the word makrin without the yod. It's like mi keren. Keren's a loshin yachin, and that's the shapam. Rav Yehuda snet shoshik about the marishon. The shad of the marishon was makriv keren of koidmois le parsois of. The horns were created before the parsois war. So this is out of the ordinary, because usually an animal's born with its hooves, and it's only afterwards that the horn develops. But on the Marishan's case, the Karnayim actually came out b'tchilas b'riyasai, and that's why it comes out that the Karn of Okoyd was in the Parsoysov. Now, one second. Only the horn was there b'tchilas b'riyasai and not the Parsois? The answer is no. Really, everything was there b'tchilas b'riyasai, as we'll see in a second. But at the same time, when the animal emerges, it emerges head first. So, kumtois, what emerged first? What emerged first was the Karn, and that's why it's kind of Koydmois lip. Parasoysov says the Gemara, what's the Makar tradition? Shenemar, the pasuk we just mentioned, Masita Vlashem, Mishar Par Makrin Mafris, Makrin Bereshna, first the Karen, Vahada Mafris, and afterwards the Prasoy. So the bottom line is two things we learn from this pasuk. Vesita Vlashem, Mishar Par Makrin Mafris, a pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Samichtes. The first thing we learn from there is that the Shar that Adam Arishan brought had only one horn. The second thing that we learn from there is that the horns were created before the parasois, or they emerged to the Avira Olam before the parasois. What's the chiddush? Usually a shar is not born with its horns, but here it was born with its horns. Says the Gemara, Messiah, the Rabbi Shua ben Levi, this member of Rabbi Yehuda, the second member, supports where Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, I'm Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, Kol Maaseh Bereishis to Kamasam Nivru, all Maaseh Bereishis, when they were born b'kaymasam, they were gedoylim, they came out full sized, not just that, b'daitam Nivru. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them midas, meaning they were told ki'ilu that they were going to be born, and they were born b'tzivyoinam nivru, and not just that, they were born zakrashi b'tmus shebacharu lehem, and the dmus that they themselves had chosen. Shenemar, how do you know this? It says vayichula Hashemayim v'aretz v'chol tzivam al tikri tzivam ela tzivyoinam. That's referring to the last of the three things that we just mentioned. B'kaymasam b'daitam b'tzivyoinam. Tzivam means b'tzivyoinam. They were created in the dmus that was chosen for them. It was something that they were aware of, and it was something that they signed off on. So Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi said that when the world was created, the beginning of time, Ma'aseh Bereishis, it came b'kaymasan. Everything was created full size. B'daitam, they had das. They were told before they were created that they were going to be created. And b'tzivyoinam, and it was also in the tzura that they had chosen. But the bottom line is, what we need is the first thing. Kol Ma'aseh Bereishis b'kaymasan nivru. That supports what Rabbi Yehuda said. Rabbi Yehuda said, Shor Shikav Adam Rishon Karn of Koydem Sol Bar Soysov. Usually the shor doesn't develop its horns until later. The Teretz is, the shor of Adam Rishon was different. It was b'kaymasan nivru. And being that when the shor is b'kaymasan, and it's going to have the horns. Therefore, it was created kind of koidmois lepars of Zokta Gemara, another memra related to Ma'aseh Bereishis. Doresh Rab Chanina bar Papa. Rab Chanina bar Papa said the following drasha: Ich void Hashem lo ilam, yismach Hashem b'masav. A pasuk that everybody knows. What does this mean? Pasuk says Sar ha'olam amroi. This pasuk was said by the Sar ha'olam. Now, who exactly is the Sar ha'olam? The Tosfos says that the Sar ha'olam is the Malach Matat. I am Bechsam Sofer, by the way, on this Gemara right here, who says a davar niflo. But the Sar Olam is the Malach Matat. So the pasuk Yichvayd Hashem Lo Olam Yismach Hashem B'Masav was said by the Sar Olam that Tosfos says is the Malach Matat. When did he say it? B'Shosha Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Tad Shei Ha'aretz Deshe Eitz Pri Oise Pri L'Minoy. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said this to the trees, that when the trees emerge from the ground, they should come out leminoi. What does that even mean? So what it means is that each tree should be individual, and they shouldn't all be together b'taruvas. So you have this type of tree, you have that type of tree. They should be distinct. They should all be in their own little dalanamis. They should all come out separate from each other. Says the Gemara, Darish Rab Chanina bar Papa, Nasu the Sham Kavachemer Batsman. At that point, the grass made a Kavachemer. They said as follows: Im Ritzoyne Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu Be'er Buvyo. If Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants that when we emerge, we should not be Laminoi, we should be Bar Buvyo. Lama Amel Lamina Be'ilanois. Why would Hakadosh Baruch Hu say Lamina Be'ilanois? The point is this: if you look in the pasuk, when Hakadosh Baruch Hu tells the tree to sprouts from the ground, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it should be Eitz Oysa Pri Laminoi. By the grass, it doesn't say Laminoi. But when the grass heard that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the trees that you should come out Laminoi, so the grass said, one second, if the trees which are told to become Laminoi, shouldn't we be the same way? And it's not just, oh, if the tree is so to us. It's not just a mamatzino. It's a kalvachoymer. Uma ilona, she'in darkam losis berbuvio. Madach the trees which naturally don't come berbuvio. Still amra kodesh baruch liminoi, be careful and don't come barbuvio onto us, that we naturally come barbuvio, right? The grasses are all barbuvio. So lachas kama v'kama, certainly we have to be laminoi, miyad kolecha v'echa yotza laminoi. It was for that reason all the blades of grass came out laminoi. How do you know that? Because the pasuk says, v'toyt ziyaretz desha esam azriya zera limineo. So even though in the tziva Hashem never told the grass to come out laminoi, but l'maisen they came out laminoi, pasach sarah oilam amar. And when the sarah oilam saw this, the sarah oilam got up and said, yehi chfoyd Hashem lo oilam, Yismach Hashem b'masav. What does this mean? Rashi says shekulam zehirim b'mitzvosav. That because you see, ma'aseh bereishis is nizer in the mitzvahs of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That the grass was medayik from the tzivoy that Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave the trees. How exactly Hakadosh Baruch Hu would want the grass to be, and it was nasa kalvachayim b'atzmai when the sara olam saw how the bria is subordinate to the Melech Malchi Amlachim. So the Sara Olam said, Yichvoid Hashem la'olam, Yismach Hashem b'masav. So again, this last Gemara was a little nuance. In the Psukim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells, on the third day of creation, the trees to emerge, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says they should come out Laminoi. The grass, it doesn't say they should come out Laminoi. But when you see Lamaisa, it says the grass also came Laminoi. Hashem never told the grass Laminoi. So why did they come Laminoi? The Teretz says, Nasu Desham Kalvachemer Ba'atzman. The reason is they made a Kalvachemer. And the Kalvachemer was that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the trees that are not naturally Barbuvio, to be careful and still not to be Barbuvio, that us who are naturally Barbuvio, certainly we have to be careful not to be Barbuvio. They went ahead and they did the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this was considered an unbelievable expression of Kvod Hashem, and it gave HaKadosh Baruch Hu incredible besimcha, ad kedei kach that the Sara Olam said, Yehi Kvod Hashem la'olam, Yismach Hashem b'masav. So on this note, the Gemara asks an interesting question. Boy Ravina, Hirkiv Shnei, Dishon Zal Gavzeh. If somebody would make a kalayim, he would take two different types of grasses and he would be Hirkiv them. He would graft them together. L'Rab Chanina Bar Papa, according to Rab Chanina Bar Papa, who was Darash, who said that the grass were never told to come l'minoi. Mahu, what would be the halacha? Would it be an Issa kalayim or would it not be an Issa kalayim? So we're familiar with the Issa kalayim. Is there kalayim with two grasses or not? Now, what's the reason to say not? Because Hashem never said the grass has to be laminoi. So if I go ahead and I take two grasses and I make them together, being that there was never a tzivui for them to be laminoi, maybe it's not. I mean, by trees, we know there's an inyan of kalayim. But that's maybe because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Mefurish tachi yaretz eitz oisa pri laminoi. But by the grass, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never said it. So maybe over there, there's no kpeda. Or maybe, do we say, oidoma, kivin hiskim ayodayu, being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mask him to what the grass did. So maybe it's as if it's not Liminayu, and it's for that reason be a problem. And the Gemara says, take. You know, on the one hand, there was never a tzivoy of Liminayu, but then at the same time, they went ahead and they emerged Liminayu. So I could hear that maybe there would be an Isser Kalayim, maybe not. Maybe not because there was no tzivoy, maybe yeah, because that's the way they emerged. And the Gemara says, for this, we're going to have to wait for Yoa Tishbi. Tishbi Yitarets. Kushyas ve'ibay. Zok tumar. Rav Shimon ben Pazi Rami. Rav Shimon ben Pazi asked the seer. Except the pasuk says, again, we're digressing now within the context of Maisa Bereshis. It says, Vayasa l'kim eshnei ha-ma'oiris ha-gedoylam. I think this is a chazal everybody knows. Uksiv, there's another pasuk. It says, it's ha-mar ha-gotot l'mem shalas ha-yoyim v'samar ha-kotot l'mem shalas ha-layla. Which one was it? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the ma'oiris, the sun and the moon. On the one hand, the pasuk says they were shnei amora sagdolim, and then in the next breath it says es amora gadol ves amora katan, which would suggest one was big and the other one was small. Are they both big, or is one big and one small? Says the Gemara, Amro yoreach the Hakadosh Baruch Hu. When Hakadosh Baruch Hu created the sun and the moon, so the moon told the Hakadosh Baruch Hu, "Bainu shloim efshel l'shnei b'lochshem mishnamshu b'kasser echad." Isn't it possible to have two kings that are going to share one crown? Meaning, the Ma'irais HaGadolim, they're the kings, so to speak, on this world. How could you have two Ma'irais that are going to share the Malchus? How could there be a sun and a moon that are both going to be king? Amalas HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the moon, "You're right. You're 100% right. L'chi umati esatzmech. I want you to make yourself smaller. So like this, you won't be the king. There'll be one king, and you won't be the king." I'm the father of the moon. Told the Kaddish Baruch Hu, "Ribbono Shel Olam, Hayil v'Amarti Lefanecha Davar Hagun, Amit Asatzmi. I ask a good kasha, and this is the reward." Right? I was told, "Loyabai Shalom. I asked a good kasha. You should reward me for my good kasha. Why are you punishing me for my good kasha?" Says the Gemara, "Am Allah, Kaddish Baruch Hu, told the moon. I hear what you're saying. I feel bad." But at the same time, I'm going to give you a little bit of a nechama, because you did ask a good kasha, and it's technically unfair for you to lose out so badly. I'm going to give you something that you'll be able to be moishel by day and by night. Meaning, the sun, you only see during the day. You don't see it at night. But the moon, lefamim, sometimes you can see by day as well. So your pius, your nechama is going to be that you can be moishel by day and by night. So the moon told the Kaddish Baruch Hu, "My revuse, the shrag b'tayre me'ahani." It's very nice that you could see the moon sometimes during the day, but it's not giving off any light. It's not doing anything. It's not beneficial in any way, because what is the value of a light during the day, right? Shraga b'tayar or mayahani of psochem daf beis fame, right? There's no value in it. Amalai said, "I hear. Zilimni bach Yisrael yamu mishanim." I'm going to give you something else. I'm going to give you a nechama. When Klai Yisrael is going to be kaveya, the months, and all the yamim toivim, it's all going to be based on you, right? We count a lunar year, not a solar year. Amalai yoyimanami yefshaloi manabet kufa. It's true that the primary calendar that we use is the lunar, but the solar also plays a role, right? That's Ibra Shana, Chodesh Aviv, Pesach has to fall out in that time. So we do make sure through the Ibayur to align the solar and the lunar, which means the sun is also playing a role. So it's a shvach apiyus. You're not really giving me that much. And it's fact, it's a pasuk. D'chsiba hayu la'oisois, ulamayadim liyamim v'shanim, and v'hayu is a lashon rabim, and it's referring to the two ma'iris that I mentioned earlier in the pasuk. Either way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the moon, "You know, I'll give you a different nechama. Zil, just go, likri tzadikim b'shmech." Says, what I'm going to give you is the tzadikim are going to be referred to the same way you're referred to. You're the marah katan. And this is something that you're not happy about. That moniker, Katan, is something that the tzaddikim, the greatest of the great, are going to be referred to. Yaakov HaKatan, Shmuel HaKatan, David HaKatan. Says the Gemara, Chazid Leikam Yas V'dayto, L'maisa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that despite the fact that he seemingly gave something pretty cool to the moon, but the moon wasn't happy. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, well, if that's the case, I feel like I must have done something wrong. Haviu kapara olai shemi'atati esayarech. We can't even say these words out of my mouth, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I need kapara for what it is I did, and I want the Yidden to bring kapara. What's the kapara? V'hainu damar Hashem ben Lakish, man nishtano, sorosh no resh chodesh, right? Find manishtana that often, not in the context of the Leil HaSeder, but manishtana sar shal rish chodesh shenema. But it says over there regarding the carbon chatas, it's a chatas l'Hashem. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu sar zeh yei kapar olai shemiyat yisayarech. The special sar that was brought with the musafin on rish chodesh was a kapara, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For me, why do I need a kapara? I need a kapara because I was memayit the levana. Now this gemara that we just went through, and we're going to go weiter, is a gemara that, you know, Baruch Hashem, over the years we've referred to so many times. Be'ezer Hashem, in tomorrow's raid, we're going to revisit this Gemara. Rav Asi Rami, Rav Asni asked the Stira. The pasuk says, "Vatoytzei Yoretz Desha." When does it say that? Bitlas b'Shabbat, on the third day of creation. That's when HaKadosh Baruch created the trees, all the vegetation. Vatoytzei Yoretz Desha. But the problem is another pasuk. It says, "V'chalsiya chasada terem yeh ba'aretz." And that's referring to after Adam Rishon was born, which was B'mali Shabbat. It was an Erev Shabbos. So when was the vegetation created? Was it on the third day, or wasn't it on Erev Shabbos? It says, "When B'lamish Yatsu D'Shoim." What we learn from here is that really on the third day, all the D'Shoim began to spratz. V'amdu al Pesach Karka. But it's remained underground, literally at the doorway, proverbially speaking, of the ground. So it's there, it's budding, it's sprouting, but it's not coming out yet because the karka's holding it back. Until Adam Arishin came. And Adam Arishin davened that they should come. And when Adam Arishin davened, it rained. And that caused the tzmicha. We learn from Mishka. Because really, it was ready to be tzamech without the tefillahs. But Hashem wanted the tefillah, and he figured there's a good way to get the tefillah. Because Adam Arishin needs things to grow. Adam Arishin will daven. Oh! Kadosh Baruch Hu will fulfill his taivah, so to speak, of having tefillah. But the bottom line is, it's true that the Sham on some level created b'yom hashlishi. On another level, it's b'malas shabtz, it's b'yom hashishi. They were created, they were literally at the entrance way of the karka until Adam Arishin daven, and that's when everything came out. Says the Gemara. On that note, Rav Nachman Bar Papa, Havali Ahi Ginsa, Rav Nachman Bar Papa had a gina, had a garden. So earlier we had Rav Chanina Bar Papa, now we have Rav Nachman Bar Papa, right? Papa had 10 sons. Shadibay Bisrani, and Rav Nachman Bar Papa took seeds and planted it in the garden of Eloy Tzamach. Nothing came out. Boy, Rachmi, he davin, awesome mitra rain came, Vitzamach, and everything started to grow. Omar, and he said, Hainu de Ravasi, this is mamish, I'm living a microcosm of what Ravasi said happened in the beginning of time, in the beginning of Sheshis Mei Bereshis. And by the way, we're going to stop here, but this last Gemara is fascinating, because you see that this is the Teva of how things grow. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the Teva, right? Sheshis Mei Bereshis is the Teva. This is Maisa Bereshis, that there's an idea that, of course, the world had to have vegetation, created already B'yom HaShlishi on the third day, but ultimately, without tefillah, nothing was able to come. So a person could do all the hishtadlis in the world. But when it comes to Befrat Parnasa, that's the sugi over here, it needs a tefillah. Rav Nachman Bar Papa did everything. HaKadosh Baruch created everything B'yom HaShlishi, but he needed a little bit of a tefillah. And that one tefillah, Bo Yirachmi, Asa Mitra V'Tzamach, and that's what caused everything to come. Possible. A person can have things that are literally at the doorstep of being tzameach, of coming out, of being mashpia, but there's that tefillah that's needed to take it out. And this is something that was literally angered back into the original Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that all the Dishaim and all the Ilonis, everything by Yom HaShlishi, but it needed a tefillah to bring it. Who knows what we have waiting for us, that we need that one Erlich tefillah that might be able to bring it out. Either way, we're going to come up for breath, exhale, pick up with some more Agadata, and then return to our regular program, and then come back to some more Agadata in the raid in tomorrow's stuff. But for now, as it relates to raid, two ha'aris from Hagoyin Hagadol, Rab David Yoel Weishlita, both on the same Gemara. So the Gemara had mentioned Amar Rav Yehuda, Shor Shehikriv Adam Arishon, Karn of Koidmois Leparsoisa. The Shor that Adam Arishon was Makriv was a very unique Shor. This Shor had developed its horns before its hooves. So ordinarily, a Shor is born with its hooves and it doesn't develop horns until later. But the Shor of Adam Arishon was Karn of Koidmois Leparsoisa. Shenema Vasitav Lashem Nishar Par Makrim Mafris, Makrim Bereshna. First it says Makrim, Vahadam Mafris. And then it says Mafris. So you see the Makru before the Mafris. What's the beer in it? The beer in it is, Rav Yehuda was saying that the Shah that Adam Rishon was Makriv was born literally fully matured. And being that a fully matured Shah has horns, this also had horns. Now it had hooves as well, because a fully matured Shah has hooves. So why was it Karnov Koidmes Leparsoisov? It's because it came out head first, and therefore the Karnov emerged into the Avarayim before the Parsis. And the Gemara says, Messiah, lay the Rabbi Shoma Levi. This supports something that Rabbi Shoma Levi said. I'm Rabbi Shoma Levi, call my Sibiratius. All of my Sibiratius, Bikoimasam Nivro, were created full height, Bidaitam Nivro, and they were created Bidas. Meaning they were given the option to be born or not to be born. Bitzavyoinam Nivru. And not just that, they chose the tzura in which they were going to be born. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Vayuchulu Hashamayim Vahaaretz Vachol Tzavam Al Tikri Tzavam Elot Tzavyoinam. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi supports what Rabbi Yehuda said, and that is Maisa Bereshis. When they were created, they were created Bekoimasam, they were created Bedaitam, and they were created as well Bitzvyoinam. Rabbi David Yoel Weiss in Megodim Chadoshim, Parshas Bereshis, Perek Beis Pasuk Zayin, it's on the Pasuk, Vayitzar Hashem Elokim Es Ha'Adam, Ofer Min Adam. So he brings a Bereshis Rabbah. The Bereshis Rabbah says on that Pasuk, Vayitzar Hashem Elokim Es Ha'Adam, Ofer Min Ha'Adam, Al Tikri Ofer, Elo Ofer. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Simon is the Morid the Shmaita, and he said, Vayitzar Hashem Elokim Es Ha'Adam, not Ofer Min Ha'Adam, but Ofer. Eifer minu hadama. What does the word eifer mean? Doime doide litzvi oila eifer ha'ayolim. It's some sort of deer. And HaKadosh Baruch created man like a deer. What does that even mean? So the Medrash goes on and the Medrash explains that just like a deer, an eifer ha'ayolim is fully developed, so too Adam HaRishon was created fully developed. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan added to that. He said, Adam v'chava, when they were born, kibnei esrim shana nivru. They were born as if they were 20 years old. This is a medrash on the Potsik, Vayitzer Hashem Elikim Es Ha'Adam, Ofer Min Ha'Adam. Now, at first glance, this medrash is a mirror de Getzushtel to the memra of Rabbi Yehuda, which is more mafurish, Rabbi Shua ben Levi's memra in our Gemara, Chulun Daf Samach Amar Aleph. Rabbi Shua ben Levi said that Kol Maisa Bereshis were created by Kaimasan, and that's why the shor that Adam HaRishon was makriv was Karnov Koid Maisla Parsoisa. So you see, me inyan le inyan ba'isa inyan, that Vayitzar Hashem Elokim Es Ha'Adam Ofer, Al Tikri Ofer Elo Ofer, which is an interesting way of bringing out the point. But the point is that Adam and Chava were created already complete, and Rabbi Yochanan added one nekuda. He said, what does it mean they were complete? They were kibnei esrim shana nivru. But if you take a look at the Mefarshei HaMedrash, they all struggle. Why 20 years old? Why is that the magic number? Why were they created like they were 20, not 19, not 21? Or, frankly, for that matter, not 30 or 40 or 50, what's the chashivas that they were created 20 years old? If you take a look in the Pirish of the Marzu, it's one of the Mefarshim on the side of the classic Breishis Rabba. So the Marzu says that Pshat is because the scientists claim, going back to the time of Goylus Beli Leif, he said, but the scientists claim that when a person reaches the age of 20, he stops growing. So a person grows up until the age of 20, but once he reaches the age of 20, at that point he stops growing. And the truth is, it's a Mefurish Eben Ezra. The Eben Ezra is in the beginning of Parshas Kisisa. So we know the Pasuk says, at the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, that Moshe Rabbeinu was told to take a Machsa Shekel, to count every Yid, but not every Yid, it was only Kolo Ivra Ala Pikudim Mi Ben Esrim Shon of Amaylo. Zokt Eben Ezra, why when they're 20 years old? Said Eben Ezra says, because us who are Adam Tamim Das, when a person is 20, his Das is developed. Gam Gufay La Yigba Oit Bekayma. And at that point, he's not going to grow anymore. Again, Ruba de Ruba. Usually a person stops growing when he's 20 years old, and it's for that reason you start counting from 20, because you only start counting once the person is already Soma Peshlemus. Bezok de Marzu, that you want to know why Rabbi Yochanan said 20, he said because this is Chachmas HaTeva, and it's in Eben Ezra and Parshas Kisisa. It's because when a person turns 20, at that point he already reached his full height. And the point that Rabbi Yochanan was trying to say was that Adam and Chava were created, fully developed, in their full height. So Rabbi David Yoel Weiss, it's Pashit. What's the Tzushtel to this Pirish Marzu? It's Rabbi Shua ben Levi's memra. Misayel le the Rabbi Shua ben Levi. I'm Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Kol Maisa Bereshis Bikoimasam Nivru. And this is mamish the same idea. It's Bikoimasam Nivru, and that's this point of the fact that they were created 20, because 20 is an age that you find is already Bikoimasam Nivru. He brings that the Yefei Toyar, the classic commentary on the Bereshis Rabbah, he brings another pshat. He brings this pshat in the name of a yesh mefarshim. Zok di yefei toyar, b'shem a yesh mefarshim. Now, why did Rabbi Yochanan say they were 20 years old? Is it because we know that Bezdin Shalmata doesn't punish a person until he becomes a gadol? At what age do you become a gadol? When you're 13 years old. But Bezdin Shalmaila doesn't punish a person until the person is 20 years old. Rashi brings this in Chumash in two places. Rashi brings it in the beginning of Parshas Chayesara. Rashi also brings it in Parshas Koyrach. This is a Gemara Mesach the Shabbos Taf Peites. Ki Yodua, that Bezdin Shalmaila doesn't punish a person until the person turns 20. It's Bavus, the Teres Chaim says that Malkus on this world is 39 Malkus. It's Arbam Chaser Achas. But we know that the Gemara says that whenever in Shamayim they give Malkus, it's Shitin pulsa denura, right? It's 60 malchus per pulsa denura. What's the cheshbon? He said the cheshbon is because malchus is always a 3x. It's three times the minimum age of when you could be punished. I mean that the minimum age of punishment on this world is 13. Malchus is 13 times 3, it's 39. The minimum age of Shemayim is 20, so 20 times 3, and as a result, it's 60. But either way, this is a davar yadua that Bezin Shemayim doesn't punish a person until he's 20 years old. Said the Yafei Toyer B'Shem Yesh Mefarshim that we know that Adam Arishin, the day he was born, he sinned. What was the sin? He ate from the Eitz Hadas. And when Adam Arishin ate from the Eitz Hadas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished him. You think? It was the punishment of all punishments. And Adam Arishin was told that you're going to have to return to the ground, you're going to die. U'bezeis HaPechatei Chalechem, and Chava was punished. Right, they were both punished. Delzich T'Shai L'Zok T'Yesh Mefarshim. How could Adam and Chava be punished? They weren't 20 years old. They were Tinek Ben Yoimai. So if you're a Tinek Ben Yoimai, how can you be punished? Bezin Shamayla doesn't punish until you're 20. The Teretz is, Rabbi Yochanan, Adam and Chava, Kibnei Esrim Shana Nivru. They were 20 years old, and being though they were 20 years old, that's how they were born. So therefore, they can be punished, and there's no problem with the fact that they weren't 20. A Bezin doesn't punish until you're 20. Faker, that's good for what Rabbi Yochanan was coming to say. Abizak the Yafei Tire, after it brings the Yesh Mefarshim, Vizeh Hevel. This is obviously a pun. V'sehevel. Why? He said, because although it's true that Bezin doesn't punish a person until the person's 20, haynu b'nar she'im boi das shleimad ben esrim. That's because we assume that a person until he's 20, his das is not fully developed. And in Shemaim, they don't punish until a person's fully developed. Aval Adam she'nivra b'das shleimah. But Adam Arishin that was created b'das shleimah, mali ben esrim, mali pachis. It's poshet that this cheshmin of ben esrim wouldn't apply. What's the kasha of the Feitayer? His kasha is that the fact that a person becomes bar mitzvah when he's 13, he becomes a bar unshah when he's 13, that's a din, right? It's a mishnah, an avis, ben shloish esri l'mitzvahs. We know the Rosh says in the Tshuvas that it's from the shiurim that were nemar halacha l'moish mi-sinai. So that's a din, that's halacha l'moish mi-sinai, that until a person's 13 years old, it doesn't matter how intelligent he is, how smart he is, he's going to be punished. But as it relates to ben esrim, with regards to unshah shamayim, that's because we assume there's a certain shleimus hadas that a person doesn't have until he's 20. By the way, it's a sugya aruchim bava basru daf kufnun hey, where the Gemara says that a child is not allowed to sell his father's karka, assuming he inherited it, until he turns 20 years old. Because until he's 20, we assume that on some level his das hasn't been fully developed. But the point is that as it relates to esrim, la'inche midinei shamayim, that's not like a din, that's not halacha l'moish mi-sinai, that's a kolafi daita. It's because we assume, usually speaking, until you're 20. But if somebody is a ben das, and he's a genius, he's brilliant, and you know he's a shmonesra l'chuppah, and he walked down the chuppah knowing shasu poiskim, like a mulligah, so are you going to tell me a person like that is not betachlus hashleimus hadas? Of course he is. And as a result, that person could be punished even if he's less than 20. By the way, just to go down memory lane for a second, and Reb David Yoel is mitzayin this, and that is, we spoke about this once, right? We spoke about it more than once. The famous Gemara, Masechtas Brachos, Daf Lamed Aleph, where the Gemara tells the story about Shmuel, a very young Shmuel Hanavi, who was Moira Alacha Bifnei Rabbi. Chana had brought Shmuel to be in the Makam HaMikdash, that was the deal. And Shmuel sees that all the people are running, trying to find a kohen. He says, why are you trying to find a kohen? He says, because we have to shech the carbon, and we need a kohen to do the shechita. He says, what do you mean? Everyone knows, shechita k'sheir bazar. And they bring him to Eli, and Eli says, you're saying very good, but you're Moira Alacha Bifnei Rabbi. Moira Alacha Bifnei Rabbi is Chayav Misa. Elanara says, Palalti, we know the Gemara, the rest. This history. Freik the Marsha. I don't understand. Shmuel was going to get Misa's Bezdin for being Meir Alacha Bifnei Rabbi. Shmuel was a little boy. He was a katan. And if he's a katan, how could he be punished as the Meir Alacha Bifnei Rabbi? Zok the Marsha. It's Pashit Shmuel wasn't going to give. It's Pashit that Eli wasn't going to give Shmuel Misa's Bezdin. He was a katan. A katan can't get Misa's Bezdin. But what Eli was paskening was that he's Chayim Misa Bidei Shamayim. And Shamayim, they were going to punish him. Freik the Noy de Yehuda in the Tzlach. He says, I know what you're talking about. Bidei Shamayim, you have to be even older. For they have to be 20. You're telling me that it wasn't that he wasn't 13. It's Dad, and a chinami. If you're not 13, how can you be punished b'dinei adam? But it's b'dinei shemayim. What do you mean for that? You have to be even 7 years older. Zoktinoi de Behuda, because when it comes to being punished b'dinei shemayim, even though there's a number of 20, but really there's a concept of having a child who's fully developed, he's mature beyond his years, and as a result, someone like that could be punished. And it was clear to Eli that Shmuel is a child prodigy. He's a budding superstar, and clearly he developed at a much more rapid pace. Zoktim Arsha and Chanami b'dinei adam. That's a din. There, it's Shloish Asri L'mitzvah. You can't just give somebody Mises Bezin. I don't care how smart, how intelligent this person is. But when it comes to Shemayim, the number of 20 is really Toli Kefit Aitoi. And be that it's Toli Kefit Aitoi, it's not a number, it's not an age. And if it's not an age, it's not going to be an issue. So if Aitoi mutches a little bit, he says, you saw this Yesh Mefarshim that says the reason he had to be 20, because otherwise he could have been punished. It's not true. 20 is not a real number. 20 is just where we assume at that point the person is fully developed. Adam Marisha was clearly fully developed before he would have reached the age of 20. So you don't have to be madchik that he was born 20 years old. He was born one day old. But this Tinuk Ben Yoimoy was Daitoi Shlema, and because it was Daitoi Shlema, it's for that reason this won't diminish. But either way, this is the second pshat that the Mefarshim and Medrash say. What's the kavana of Rabbi Yochanan's memra in Bereishis Rabba? Adam v'chava kibnei esrim shana nivru. The Marzu said kibnei esrim shana based on the Chachmei Ateva, which the Eben Ezra quotes in the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, and that is that a person reaches his full height when he's 20 years old, and it's al derech Rabbi Shulman Levi's memra in our daf kol ma'ase bereishis b'kaimasam nivru. The Ifei Toyer brings this Yesh Mefarshim. By the way, this piece, the Megadim Chadashim, brings all the different Svarim that could be the Yesh Mefarshim. The Chidah brings it, and others bring this pshat. And that is the idea of being Keben Esrim Shana was because usually in Shamayim they don't punish until somebody turns 20. But Adam Arishnayim were going to be punished. So Rabbi Yochanan must be, they were created already Keben Esrim Shana. A bezakt Rabbi David Yoel Weiss, that I want to suggest a Davar Chadash. Maybe you could say a pshat that is really very novel in terms of why Rabbi Yochanan would have suggested that person has to be 20 years old. And that is that it's Yodua in Sifrei Kabbalah and Sifrei Chassidus that a person doesn't just have one neshama, but a person has five neshamas. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, and Yechida. The Megadim Chadashim, with his tznius, brings as a marumakim to this, the Pnei Yeshua, in Masechtas Brachos, Daf Yud Amud Aleph, the Pnei Yeshua says that every person has a nefesh, a ruach, and a neshama. That's something that's nimtza b'chol adam. As it relates to chaya, that's the fourth level of neshama, that's something only tzaddikim are zoichet to. The Pnei Yeshua refers to it as like a neshama yaseira. That's what chaya is, and that's something only the great ones were zoichet to. As it relates to yechida, that's the highest madrega. Ein shum adam zoichet ba b'chayav zulus moish rabbeinu. The only person that was ever zoichet to the madrega of yechida zokti pnei yeshua was moish rabbeinu. But the bottom line is, there's five levels of neshama. Three of them are shayach to every person. Nefesh, ruach, and neshama. Zokti megadim chadashim. That take a look in the sefer Chesed Avram. So the Chesed Avram was written by Rabbi Avram Azulai. He was the Zeda of the Chidah, the great, great Eretz Yisrael, the Gemakubal. So the Chesed Avram, and this is in Mayin Hei, Nohar Chaf. He says as follows, Hine, Be'eshen Noilad Gufa Adam. When a child is born, V'yoytze La'avara Oilam, and he emerges into this world, Nechneses Bay HaNefesh Shalor. He gets his nefesh. Nefesh, that's the lowest level of soul. Then yichshiru meisnav, and if he's going to behave properly, yiske v'yikones boi haruach betashlim shnas ashloish esrei. When he turns 13, he's going to be zeicha to the second level, and that's the level of ruach. Sha'oz nikra ish gomer kenoida, because that's when you become a proper ish, and you know what happens at that time? What happens at that time is that's when a person gets the ruach. Then yichshiru meisnav maz ve'ilach, and if the person's going to continue to go in the right way, nechneses boi haneshama betashlim shnasa esrei. When he turns 20 years old, at that point, he's going to be zoichet to the neshama. So zok the chesel of Ram Rabbah from Azulai, there's three levels of neshama that everybody is zoichet to, and that is nefesh, ruach, and neshama. But they don't come in one shot. They come in phases. When a person's born, nefesh. When he becomes bar mitzvah, it's ruach. And when he becomes 20 years old, at that point, he's zoichet to neshama.
When does a person get neshama? He gets neshama when he's 20 years old. Zogt Reb David Yoel Weiss, the Divrei Pi Chacham Chen. Adam Arishin, when he was created, the pasuk says, Vayitza Hashem alekim es Adam ofra min ha'adama, Vayipach ba'ap of nishmas chayim. He was born with the neshama. When does a person get the neshama? You get the neshama when you're 20 years old. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zogt Reb Yochanan, Adam v'chava kibnei esrim shana nivru. Not physically they were tall like they were 20 years old. Not kibnei esrim. From Shana, that now all of a sudden they can get Einchim Medina Shemayim. They don't have to be 20 years old to get Einchim Medina Shemayim because you see, Shmuel Hanavi was Shaykh to Einchim even though he wasn't Kibnei Esrim Shana. Now, what's meant as Kibnei Esrim Shana? It means the spiritual makeup. Because ordinarily, until a person's 20, he doesn't have the Neshama. But Adam Arishon was created with Anishmas Chayim. Nishmas means he was Eicha to the Neshama. Neshama you get when you're 20, like the Azulai said, like the Chesed Lavram said. If that's the case, that's the Omer Kibnei Yasrim Shana. And he says, Uma Masuk, the Hemshech HaPasek, Vayitza Hashem Alekim Esa Adam, Ofer Min Adam. Amar Rabbi Yudab Rab Simin, Al Tikri Ofer Ela Ofer, Malamek, that he was created full. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, what does it mean that he was created full? It means Kibnei Yasrim Shana. What's the Makar? In what way was it Vayitza Hashem Alekim Esa Adam, Ofer Al Tikri Ofer Ela Ofer? It's because Vayipach Ba'apam Nishmas Chayim. It's because he was zeicha not only to the nefesh, not only to the ruach, but he was zeicha to the neshama as well. And because he was zeicha to the neshama, that's where it was chal that he was created, kibnei esrim shana. The truth is, this Chesed Lavram is very, very insightful in terms of understanding bar mitzvah, in terms of understanding, you know, 20, which is a huge number, right? In as much as we said, oh, 20 is lavdafka, but it's lavdafka, meaning there's exceptions to the rule. But as a rule, it's a huge, huge number. When a person turns 13, so obviously he becomes a gadol right now. But it's not only based on a physical maturation, shteisairis, but really there's a neshama component to this as well. The Chesed Avram said that when a person is a katan, he only has a nefesh. And when a person's at a bar mitzvah, I don't know if a bar mitzvah boy has ever been told this, but when somebody becomes bar mitzvah, he's zeicha to a neshama yisera. His neshama is different. His spiritual makeup is already andish. He goes from being someone that has a nefesh, now all of a sudden he has a ruach. And then when he turns 20, he's zeicha the 20-year-old birthday, right? You know, people have a minute, they fast the day they're 20, they stay up the whole night and they learn, right? There's different minhagim in Klal Yisrael. It's because, yeah, there's something real happening. It's not just a number. He's being zeicha now to a neshama. This is like even a nicer thing in neshama, you say. But Adam Arishon was zeicha to all three of these things with asachas. And because he was zeicha to all three things with asachas, that's the Kibben Esrim Shana, and that's the Hemshech HaPasek of Vayitza Hashem alekim es Adam, Ofer min Adama, Al tikri Ofer Elo Ofer. The Hemshech is Vayipach ba'apam nishmas chayim, because that is where it was manifest, that he was created Ofer, he was created Kibnei Esrim Shana. That's the first R. The second R, which is shorter, and that is in Megadim Chadashim, in Parshas Kiseitze, the pasuk says Vasisa makol gagecha v'leisasim damim beveisecha ki yipol hanoifel mimenu. The Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, funny lashon, right? Make sure you make a makkah on your roof, because otherwise, if somebody falls, you're going to be guilty. And the way the Torah describes the person that falls is ki yipol hanoifel mimenu. Ki yipol hanoifel, what does this even mean? Zok the Gemara, Tanud Vei Rabbi Yishma, ki yipol hanoifel mimenu, ro'i zeh lipol misheshes imei bereshes. This person that fell in this Pasuk was Ro'i Lipol Misheshes Imei Bereshes. It had already been decreed and predetermined, literally from the beginning of time, that one day this person was going to fall. Sharei Lo'i Nafal, because this person didn't fall yet, Vakasav Karei Noifel. As if to say, this Pasuk is already saying that all the people that are going to fall, and we're referring to them as being Noifel, Zaysay Meres, that it was already predetermined that the person that falls was going to fall. Aye, if that's the case, so why is the person that didn't make a makkah achroi? But there's an idea that anything that happens to a person was already predetermined. Fate had already decided that this was going to happen. And it was decided so long ago. It was decided already, Mishneshes Yimei Bereshes. The question is, what does this even mean, right? The question is, what does this even mean? See, David Yoel brings from the Rakanti, who's masbeh that really the whole koyach of Maaseh Bereishis licked shine in the Tchilas Abriya. When the world was created, in that lied the koyach and the potential for everything that was going to happen. Now, it didn't happen yet, but the seeds had already been planted for all those things to happen. Now, how does this reconcile with free will and Bechira? Okay, Dvar Matikin. This is the Rambam's Kasha, and this is obviously way beyond the scope of this raid. But the point is, there is an idea of Ro'izel Lipol already Mishneshes and Mebereshes. In the course of this shtickle, Rabbi David Yoel brings the Rabbeinu Bechaya on this pasuk. Vasisa makle gagech v'leisos and damim v'veisecho ki yipol hanoifel mimenu. Zok Rabbeinu Bechaya. Val derech hamedrash, val sisa makel gagecho ki yipel anoifel mimenu. Ro'i hoyo lipo misheshis imei bereshis. Ve'inyin hamedrash hazeh, ki chol anivram kulam, all things that are created, nivru b'cheftzam v'ritzoynam. When they were created knowing how they were going to be created. Va'kodesh baruch hu haydiyam bereshis habriya kol inyoneim kulam. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them at the time that they were created all the things that were going to happen to them. V'chol ha'mikrim ha'sidim lovoy aleim. V'chein ho'idiyom yimei chayeyem u'misosam hechtiyah. Says Rabbeinu Bechaya that before a person's born, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the person every single thing that's going to happen to him in his life. He tells him all the challenges he's going to have. He tells him all the good things and he tells him all the bad things. V'chein inyem b'zoy noisam im berevach, im betzar, im al yedei atzmon, im mishal acherim. The parnos is going to come easy, it's going to be difficult. You're going to have it on your own, you're going to have to come out to other people. V'chein darshu razal, says Rabbeinu Bechaya. Kol mais nebereshes lo daitom nivru, v'tzivyoinom nivru, shenemar v'chol tzivon, v'hakol rotzu v'kiblu. And all of this, a person is mekabel on himself before he comes into this world. Before a person enters this world, he's told exactly what his life is going to be like, and he says, are you interested or are you not interested? Those are Rabbeinu Bechaya. V'al zeh amru roi hayolipo misheshes mebereshes. That's what it means, Roy Hayalipal. This person knew it was coming to him because he was actually told before he came to the world everything that was going to happen. And not only was he told, he signed off on it. In other words, Rabbeinu Bechaya is saying that this Gemara, Kol Maaseh Bereishis B'Kaimasam Nivru, B'Daitam Nivru, B'Tzivyoinam Nivru. It's referring to not just the beginning of time, but every single person that comes down on this world, before he emerges, he's told what his life is going to be. And he signs off on it. He says, I'm okay with this. And that's why when this person falls, it's ki'ipal hanoifal. Because this person was already aware of the fact that he was going to fall. It just punked happened today. But he knew that it was going to happen. Not only did he know it was going to happen, he signed off on it. At the end of this piece, the Megalim Chadashim quotes again from the Chesed Lavram, from Rabbi Avraham Azulai, the Zayd of the Chida, the great, great Makovel. This is in Mayan Dalid, it's Nahar Yud Aleph, and we'll end with Lashonei Hazav. He says, quote, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shaleach Malach Echad, Hamemuna Ala Nefashois, Umevi Misham Nefesh Achas. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is prepared to send a new soul into this world, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends the Malach that's Memuna on the Nefashis. He's in charge of all the souls. And he pulls out a Nefesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emer LeNefesh. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to the Nefesh and he talks to it. He says, Hikantzi B'Tipazu. I want you to enter your spiritual, the physicality of this tipa. Ki atipa asa liya is binyan gufcha. Because your body, your physical is going to come from this tipa. Mitzava l'malach ha-mamun al oitzer atzlamim l'hoylach sham oitzer ha-nefesh. And then he tells the malach, I want you to take this nefesh, bring it to this tipa. And he says, I want you to show him, listen to this, a showcase of different gufim, different bodies, and different possibilities of what your life might look like. And he shows him a tall person, a short person, a sholem, a person who's complete, a balmum. He shows him a chalash, somebody that's weak, a gibra, somebody that's strong, yafa, someone that's handsome, a mechur, someone that's not so handsome. Ukiyotze, literally, customize yourself. I want you to go, I want you to choose exactly what you're going to want to look like when you're on this world. And then the Malach tells this Nefesh, Da, I want you to know, that this world that you're about to go to is referred to Chayisha. This is going to be a very short, very transient existence. You're going to be here for a couple of years. If you're Zaycha, maybe a little bit more than that. But at some point, you're going to expire. You're not going to be here anymore. And afterwards, you're going to be Zaycha to Chay Olam. And I want you to know that the decision you make for what you want yourself to look like and how you want to feel and be in this world is going to impact the way you're going to be and what you're going to look like, the way you're going to feel in the other world. In fact, they tell him, if you're going to be an aruch in this world, could be lost that you're going to be a kotzer. And he says, if you're going to be very wealthy in this world, maybe in the next world you're going to be poor, or vice versa. He says, I want you to understand, you're not just deciding for this world, because the decision you make for this world will actually impact, could be in the reverse, what you're going to be in the other existence. And then the Malach tells him, you get to choose. You get to decide how exactly it is you want to be. Says the Azulai, there's some neshamas, there's some nefashas, they say, you know what, I want to have a good run on this world. I want a good 100 years run on this world. And that's what they're boicher. But then there are people that are smarter, there are nefashes that get it, and they say, you know what, I'm going to be mevater in this world, and I'd rather have it good in the next world. Skipping a little bit, says Rabbi Avraham Azulai, Ulefize, Ein Shum Adam Yochel Yisraim Al Hashem Yisbarach. A person can never have tainus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lama Chaveira Yofa? Why is my friend better looking than me? For who Ocher? Ukayotzebazeh? Ki Akol Tolu Bibchirosoi. Because everything, you chose this. You picked this body. You have kindness, you should have kindness on yourself. And by the way, you were smart when you picked it, because you understood this is a transient existence. And it's kedai for me to be mevato a little bit from my years on this world, because like this, I know that in the next world, I'm going to have it good. V'hainu amram zal, said the Azulai. This is what Chazal meant when they said, v'yuchulu ha-shamayim v'oretz v'chol tzva'am. Melamed, you can almost never hear these words the same way again. Shekol Maisa Bereshnis, Betsevyoinam, Ubikoimasam Nivru, Sha'omra Kodesh Baruch Lissara Mamuna Alabahimis Tmeyos Ulanavshim. Is this something you're interested in? And Hashem told this to every person and to every being, every existence. When we came down on this world, we came down with Sevyoinam. It's a fascinating idea. It's a fact. We can't remember what happened before we were born, right? But we existed before we were born. And in that existence, we actually picked and we chose the nesyonos that we have in this life. And the things that are not so perfect, and v'slikzich bayed ein of zan hearts, these are things that we chose. These were things that we picked. And when we did it, we were clever, we were smart, because we understood that people need nesyonos in this world. And we felt that this was something that we can handle. And in our infinite wisdom that we had at that point, we realized, This is a good thing. This is kedai. Zokta Azulai, you want to have tainus? Look in the mirror. That's what you have to have tainus on, because you picked it. But the emes is, these nesyonos are all for our good, because really, yesh boicher b'muktim v'yesh boicher b'mo'ucher. And every time a person has a little bit of a nesyon, he should realize that he took this upon himself, and he did it because he was a chacham in a b'roish chay, and he was a boicher b'mo'ucher, and he realized it's kedai for me to be soival a little bit, b'muktim, knowing what's waiting for me, b'mo'ucher. Mamish heiligereid from the Chesed Avram, the first shtickle and the second shtickle, and this is classic, Rav David Yoel Weiss, Divrei Pi Chochem Chein, and we'll stop here.